Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So, for the next few Sundays, we'll be looking at this sermon series that's called All In. Eventually, we'll use the life of Abraham as an example. But before we get into the life of Abraham, we got to look to Jesus. All right. Now, I'm one of those amen preachers. So every once in a while, if I say amen, if y'all agree with me, just say amen. If you don't say amen. Because the Bible lets us know that amen means so be it. So if I say, you know, like, we going all in, amen. And y'all say amen. And God's like, yeah, like, bring it. You said amen on Sunday. So it can be a trick thing when a preacher says amen. But my hope is that by the end of this lesson, by the end of this sermon, that you will be willing to go all in if you're not already there. What does it look like to go all in for Jesus? To surrender all that we dare to hold on to let it go and say, God, I'm going with you. And not knowing what that journey will look like. And we'll start with that next week when we're talking about Abraham. God says to Abraham, he says this, he says, leave your mother and father, I'm a paraphrasing, go to a place that I'm going to show you. God, can't you show me this place before I start going? But that's not God. That's not faith. All right. So we walk by faith and not by sight. So God, if you can just give me like the next 5 years, step by step, then I'll go. But God says, no, I'm not doing that. I've given you my son, and I pray that you've received him, and I've given you my Holy Spirit. Let's go. And so are we ready to go all in with Jesus? And so looking to Jesus, my hope is that because there's moments in life where we'll start this journey and we'll start running forward, and we'll take our eyes off of Jesus. It reminds me of a man in the Bible, and you'll know what I'm talking about when I say this, that they're in the midst of the storm in a boat, and there's these other men in the boat with him as well. And the winds are smacking against the boat. There's a storm that's taking place. And then all of a sudden, they look out on the water, and they see an image coming towards them, and they think it's a ghost. And they're afraid for their life because they're seamen and they believe that underneath of the water is the abyss. So they believe that if I'm drowning, I'm going down to the abyss. And on the water comes this image. And I think this image may be from the abyss, but in reality, it was actually Jesus that was walking towards them. And this one man says this. He says, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come. And I'm joking when I say this, Jesus gave them this long dissertation. He gave them this whole PowerPoint presentation and saying, you know, no, he didn't. What did Jesus say? Can I say it in my own words? Come on then. Come. And this man, if you know who I'm talking about, Peter, he begins to step on the water and walk towards Jesus. But then the winds, he was reminded of the storm that was blowing and the winds and the waves that was it literally says clapping together in the midst of it. And we believe that he took his eyes off of Jesus. And a lot of people will beat Peter up because of that, but we won't. The Bible says that he began to sink. So I have a question. How do you begin to sink? Either I'm sinking or I'm not. But it says that he began to sink, and I believe that it was his faith that was decreasing because he was taking his eyes off of Jesus. And Jesus reaches down as Peter is crying out, Lord, save me. He thought he was dying. He thought he was going to go down to the abyss. And Jesus reaches down and says, O ye of little or short-lived faith. Jesus brings them back up. They're still standing on the water. And together, I don't believe Jesus was like, jump into my arms, Peter, and I will carry you back to the boat. I don't know how far away they were from the boat, but together, Jesus and Peter walked on the water back to the boat. And so as God is speaking to you today and saying, come on, let's go all in, I am asking that we all keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. But if we take our eyes off because we're concerned about this or that or this situation, and we begin to take our eyes off Jesus, guess what? All you got to do, Lord, save me. And he is faithful to meet us right where we are. I'm so grateful that Jesus didn't stand there with his arms crossed and said, I don't even know why you came out here anyway. Or why did you doubt? You've been walking with me all this time, Peter, and you want to doubt now? I'm just going to let you keep on going down. Nope, he reached down his hand. And as he's bringing him up, he said, hey, you still have faith, but why was it so short-lived? Why, can I put it in today's time, why did you embrace me when you were in church on Sunday, when you were praying, and then on Monday, why did that shrink? Because I took my eyes off you, Lord. And so as we're going through this series called All In, let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. So it's like the kid that keeps, you know, keep wanting to look over at something else, and you're talking to him and you tell him, hey, pay attention. Look at me. And that's Jesus when he says things like, verily, verily, I say unto you, truly, truly, focus. And I guarantee you, even right now, some people are being distracted, and God is saying, focus. And you're saying, well, when I get out of this, I got to know, focus. Well, you just don't know what I'm going through. Focus. Please allow this space today to be a sacred space where you just keep bringing your mind back to focus in on Jesus. Amen. And that is the place of going all in. It is not easy to go all in. Because even now, the enemy is going to say, really? You think it's going to be easy? It's not. But God already knows. So you got this. All right? So can y'all say that real loud to yourself? You got this. Can y'all say it? 1, 2, 3. All right. You're talking to yourself, not your neighbor. So let's take a look at this. So all in is me seeing myself the way that God sees me. And so I have all of these different views of who I am. But when I go all in, I begin to see myself through the lens of God. And that's what we're going for. Is so when Jesus saw Peter, Peter was looking at Jesus and saying, hey, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you. Not, Lord, if it's you, let me walk from here and go to the mountain. So the key is keep walking towards Jesus. Don't ask God to do something for you and then you walk away from him. So in this moment, if we're asking God, help me on my job, help me with my family, help me. Don't help me and then I go this way. Help me. See, because if my faith is shortened, I'm right there. And it's not that God can't reach us over here, but he wants us to walk with him. So some of us may have prayers. God, I'm asking that you give me peace in this moment. And God says, I'll give you peace that passes all understanding. And sometimes we say, thanks. And he's saying, I had so much more.
Yes, yes.
You not just need peace, you need joy. You need patience. Because the reason why you don't have peace, because you ain't got patience. And so sometimes God is trying to give us more, but we think we only need one thing. And that is the reason why he is challenging us, that going all in is not a separate thing from him. It's not, I got a t-shirt that's saying I'm going all in for Jesus, but I don't even pray. I don't even read my word. I can inconsistently go to church, but I'm all in for Jesus. Are y'all with me? So seeing myself the way that God sees me. Let me take our time with this one. And so Luke 9:23 says this, Jesus speaking. And he said to all, so that means that anyone in this moment, we're going to bring it current, that is hearing this scripture that I am reading, God is speaking to you. God is speaking to us. He says, and he said to all, no one excluded, if anyone would come after me, let him or let them deny himself, him or her, and take up his cross daily and follow me. Let's break it down. So Jesus, this is not a, Lord, I want to, you know, God facing this way. Lord, I just want to come after you. This is, Lord, I want to follow you. This is, Lord, I want to be your disciple. I want to be a disciplined learner. Lord, I want you to leave my life. I want to come after you. I want to pursue you, God. But sometimes it's, if this is God, Lord, can you come with me? But the scripture is saying, come after him. And so it's this image of God going before me and I'm holding on to him. Rather than, you ready, God? I want that job. You gonna go with me? Rather than, Lord, which job should I get? Lead me to it. And this is what All In is about. It is instead of me coming with all of my ideas, I say, God, here are my ideas. Now lead me to your idea. God, here's my plan. Now lead me through your plan. And not, God, follow me. So who's the Lord? It's him. Follow Jesus. And then it talks about being a disciplined learner. So this is the good part right here. Don't raise your hand. How many have, don't raise your hand. Just keep looking at me. How many have a routine devotion time with God? Discipline. How many have a routine time of prayer? Discipline. So this All In is, God, I'm gonna turn it up a notch to spend time with you. God, I am going to decrease some of the things that I know you don't like me doing in my life, and I'm going to increase some of the things that I know you want me to do. I'm going all in. And even in this moment right now, I know that some things are popping in our mind. Like, I'm wondering if I can be on fire for God and still do that. And it's a compromise, and we all do it. Can I still do this for hours and then squeeze in just a little bit of time for Jesus? And in fact, that little bit of time is going to be on Sunday around between like 11, if I get to church on time, about 11. And I'm hoping that they're done by about 12-ish. And I'm going to check the box. And I'm going to pray that what I did in that period of time will bless all the rest of my time. Come on. And I know we got jobs and all kinds of. And so what God is saying is, can you just increase a little bit more time with me? Because I desire for you to go all in. But you cannot go all in if you're still doing the same stuff. You can't. You cannot. And so he says, follow me. Let God get in the front. Y'all follow me? Amen. The next part says this. So he says, come after me. He says, here it is. Woo! Hold on. Grab the bottom of your seat. Let him, her, let them deny themselves. Woo-wee! So this is a challenging part. But here's the beauty. I pray this is happening right now. God is revealing to you things that he wants you to own. I'm talking about make yours. And now you're comparing that to things that you're owning. And you have to make a decision. Do I keep this or do I keep holding on to it like a prized possession? And so when it says deny yourself, it means literally that there's some things that I'm owning and God is revealing to us right now that you need to put that down. What to deny myself means is that the stuff that I know I shouldn't be owning as mine, I need to put it down. I need to disown it. I need to refuse to accept it, because after you put it down, it's going to keep coming back. If anybody has ever had, not even in the area of an addiction, like something that you used to do, and then you gave your life to Jesus, and you said, I ain't doing that no more, and every once in a while, that thing just keeps coming. I know you're in there. I know you want to. And we've got to make a decision every day to refuse to accept the invitation to own what it is that we know God is calling us not to own, because he's showing us that he's got something else for us to own. What is that in our life? What is it? What is it in our life that we even feel like without this thing, without this in my life, I'm nothing? And God is saying, I have so much more for you, but you've got to let this go. This is tied into your identity, and you cannot see who it is that God is showing you who you are, because this is in the way. What is that? We all got them. What is it? And it's kind of like Mercedes. This thing been with me for 15 years. Who am I if I no longer own this? But God is challenging me to disown it. But he has something else for you. What is that? And that's the journey. Is God, I want to go all in, but there's just some things I'm not willing or not ready to let go. And God is saying, listen, let me show you who you are and the reason why you don't need that. And then, because God is not trying to leave us empty. Right now, he's showing us who we are in him, but he is asking us to disown some things. Amen? Refuse to accept it. Denial of allegiance. I no longer pledge my allegiance to things that I know God don't want me to have. I gotta have it. I gotta be committed to it. And God is saying, let it go. Man, but Pastor Will, you know how hard it is to let it go. I sure enough don't. But guess who does? God. And he's got you. Amen? Anybody like, you know what? I should have came on Easter. So Jesus continues on. This is Jesus talking. And so here's a thought. If who I am owning to be is different than who God sees me to be, I need to let some things go. Won't that remind you of a cartoon that came out a few years ago? Let it go. Let it go. I ain't saying it too loud because I don't want the kids to hear it. And guess what song gonna be ringing in your head when you go home? Yep. So I need to disown. I need to refuse to accept denial of allegiance. So then he goes on and he says this. Take up their cross daily. This is dealing with the things that we have to sacrifice to follow Jesus. But I want to focus more on the challenges. And here's the part that causes probably some of us just to fall down and say, God, I can't handle this. You're telling me, God, that you want me to go all in, but I got this going on. I got this challenge going on and this challenge. And every time I'm trying to pray, there's something going off in my mind that's distracting me. I can't even read the Bible because the kids keep hollering. When I want to go to work, I can't get a break. And my money is acting crazy. And God, you're asking me to go all in. And sometimes we'll make a deal. We'll make a deal. And we'll say, God, I will go all in if you can take care and get rid of these five things in my life. You free me up from these challenges, and then I'll go all in. And God says, hey, you remember my son that had to bear the cross to get
to where it is that I called him to be for us. I didn't make it easy for my son. He had to carry his cross, but he knew what he was going to. And that's the reason why he was able to endure it. So this all in is not a promise. It's not that, hey, everything is all of a sudden just going to be lackadaisical. What God is literally saying is that I am asking you to go all in the midst of the challenges that you are currently having in your life. And sometimes we'll offer this Christianity, like you give your life to God and all that addiction will fall off. All of those issues will fall off. Guess what? Sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. And sometimes we got to press in and grab hold of God and say, Lord, I want to follow you, but this thing just keeps pulling at me. And we've got to be determined that God, even though this don't make sense, I will follow you. It's not easy, but with God, it's possible. If you've ever been a part of some type of, you know, we're going to fast and we're going to pray and that is great. And it's like, man, and we're going to do great things and we're going to kick down doors and you go on your job and you tell them that you want that promotion and this and that. And sometimes those things will shift for you. And sometimes you're on day five and you just like, you know, God, what's up? I'm out here. I'm all in. I'm out on this water, and now I'm beginning to sink. Where are you, God? And you know what he's saying? I'm right, same place where I was when you said, Lord, bid me to come. I'm still, I didn't leave. I didn't leave. When there's a relationship between us and God, it is never God that leaves. I know at times it may feel as if his presence is no longer with us, but he never leaves us. It is us that begins to drift away. And I am praying that this message, next week it gets a little bit easier, but I'm praying that this message is just really going deep down inside and telling you, commit to go all in. It's not always going to be easy, but do not give up. Don't stop grabbing the hem of his garment. Don't stop pressing into his presence. Don't stop singing his praise and worshiping him. Don't stop coming to church. Keep going. Keep moving in God. Amen? So the challenging times won't go away, but God will remain. Sometimes these challenges. So Pastor Will, why do I have challenges in my life? Sometimes God uses the challenges because there's certain things that we are just stubborn and won't let go of. And so sometimes I'm experiencing challenges because of me. I'm putting myself in a challenging situation because I won't let certain things go or certain people go. Sometimes challenges come to help me loosen my grip on things that I need to disown. Like it, you ever had at a job that God said, leave, and you wouldn't, and then something else happened, you had to leave? Or a relationship that you were in, and God said, you know I told you not to do that. And then that person start acting crazy, and then you say, I'm out. But if we had listened to God before, we would have missed some of the craziness. Or some of the challenges is there is someone in your vicinity that does not trust God like you do, but they need to see somebody that has a relationship with God and not this perfect life, not this, how's your day? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored and there's never anything going on in my life. But a person that every once in a while you say, hey, how you doing? And they just look at you and their eyes start welling up with tears. And this person is saying, well, don't you have a relationship with God? You say, yeah, but I still have challenges in my life as well. But I trust God. Sometimes people who don't trust God need to be able to connect with someone that trusts God but still have challenges. That can show them that it's not all perfect, but you can still have a relationship with God. Amen? Let's keep going. Final part that he says here, and I want to jump to this final scripture. He says, follow me. Commit to adhere to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Sacrifice. This life is a sacrifice. And then a final thing is that sometimes this following Jesus, and this is the part that I think we don't like. You ever get on the roller coaster and you can't see when that turn is coming? And it, like, I'm talking about one of them old tick, 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 tick roller coasters. And you get to the top, tick, 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 tick. And if you like my wife, she likes to sit on the front row, so we're dangling over the thing. And sometimes that's how it feels with a relationship with God. It's like, I can't see. And then it goes, right? And it's the adrenaline. Woo! And then it slows down. You're like, come on. But then there's a bend that you don't see. And that's what it's like with our relationship with God. As long as we can see it, we're good. But then it's like, I don't know what's around this bend. Are we going to go back up or back down? And God is saying, sometimes when you follow me, you might have to change the direction of your life and keep following me in that direction. Praise God. So Jesus continues on and he says, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. I want to speak for a moment to those in here who may not have surrendered their life unto God. This scripture is literally letting you know, if I hold on to my life and not surrender my life to Jesus and not receive Jesus into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior, I am going to lose life. I'm going to lose eternal life. I will be separated from God forever when I die. And so first, if you're here today and you are holding on to your life and you've never surrendered your life unto God, please know that at the end, when this life is over, you will lose eternal life. You won't have it. But he says, but if you surrender your life, then you will gain eternal life. Now, let me speak to the people who already gave their life to Jesus Christ. We can surrender our life to Jesus, but again, still be holding on to our life. And God is saying, you know what? The things that you're holding on to, you're going to end up losing out on what I have. But if you just trust me and let it go, you're going to gain life. Jesus says this, I've come that you might have life and have it what? More abundantly. And then he goes on and he says this, for what does it profit, I'll say, a person if they gain the whole world and loses and forfeits themselves? I like how it says in the Message Bible, what good is it? Well, what good would it get to anybody who would want lose you, the real you? What good is it to gain all of this stuff in the world and at the end of it, you lost yourself? And so going all in again is God wanting to show us who we are through him. When God looks at you, who does he see? But if I'm holding on to my own image, they say guys look in the mirror more than women. Guys, is that true? Somebody said no, we won't be checking ourselves out a whole lot. Holding this in. But if we love us so much that we are not willing to see who God called us to be, we're going to lose it. And sometimes we can lose this. Even as a believer in Jesus Christ, lose our mind because we're not trusting God. I want to share these final scriptures and then we'll wrap this up. Hebrews says this, Hebrews 12:1. He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so a great cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness. So there, of course, are people in the Bible. This is the reason why fellowship is so important. Who are those people in your vicinity who are walking by faith, whose life you can look at and say, you know what? You are my cloud or my community that encourages me to keep going. You are, please don't try to go all in by yourself. Don't. And even if you're married, somebody's like, you know, I don't know what you do. I'm going all in by myself. I'm going all the way. Like, you need to have somebody that's connected with you that is a witness to encourage you that you can do this. Don't do it by yourself. It continues on and it says this, and stripping off every unnecessary weight. I brought these weights. A certain Kilgore. I'm not going to say just Kilgore because I said I was going to call out the chaplains in here and everything, but I just called out the chaplain here. But I was like, I got these weights. But sometimes we are carrying around weight. We carry around weight. And the scripture is letting us know. I like one translation says, I'm not going to refer to it, y'all. It says, fling off the weight. Like get it off of you. Like, y'all, anybody exercise, you ever wear the weighted vest and all that and everything, you know. But fling off the weight. Some of us are carrying unnecessary weight. Let it go. Why are you carrying that? And the scripture is speaking and it says, strip off, like get rid of it because it's on you like a garment, like it's part of your character. And God is saying you don't need it. Strip it off, because if not careful, it will become the sin that so easily entangles us. Now this weight turns into something that causes me to be disobedient to God. But it's just a thing that I do, Pastor Will. That thing that you do can turn into disobedience to God. But it's not bothering anybody, Pastor Will. It is bothering God. Because God has such an image for you that he keeps saying, come on. Well, I can't get rid of this in one day. He is not asking for you to get rid of it in one day. He is saying, follow me and I'll show you how to get rid of it, whatever it is. Then it goes on and says, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. So Jesus is set before me and he has an idea of the race. Sometimes we run in the wrong race. Stay in your what? Lane. But what happens is sometimes the weight I'm carrying causes me to drift off. But if I let go of the weight, it's easier for me to stay in the race that he has appointed before me. Amen. Looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus. So I got to look away from distracting, but bring my attention back to Jesus, who is the author, and Tremaine, she was praying this earlier, and the perfecter of my faith. And so let me bring up here some things that may be weights in our life. If these things identify with you, I believe God is encouraging us today to start letting it go. So is it past hurts and resentment that I'm holding on to? And God is saying, I need for you to begin the process to let it go. Am I holding on to grudges? Am I holding on to regrets from past things that I did? Am I beating myself up? And when God looks at you, he says, look, I already forgave you for that. So God's image is, I've already forgiven you for that. But we keep saying, but God, like what I did was really bad. And he says, but you asked me for forgiveness. So I've already forgiven you for that. And we keep coming back and saying, but God, but that thing was really bad. And God is like, but I've already forgiven you for it. Let it go. Until we let it go, the healing cannot take place in our life. It is very difficult to heal. If I got a muscle that's strained, if I'm still working that muscle, how is it going to heal? until I stop and let it heal. Let it go. But how my arms gonna get big, Deshaun? But you tore a muscle. Let it go. And so the next category, so maybe none of us was in that category there. The next one is unforgiveness. Whether of the people or myself. And God is saying, you know, you got to let that go. Guilt and anger and bitterness and all of these different things, they keep getting in the way. Self-doubt and low self-esteem. God is saying, you got this. I believe in you. You got this. You can do this. And we keep saying, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You've got to, by faith, believe that you can do this. Because God believes you can do it. Negative self-talk. And ain't nobody else talking to us except ourselves. It's us. Lack of belief in oneself. Okay, you say, Pastor, well, I wasn't on that list because I got some stuff together. Okay, maybe this last list here. Self-imposed expectation. I thought by this stage of my life I would be. And then we start blaming God. Come on, God. You know, like, come. Move, God. Move, God. And God is saying, let me tell you, if I moved at the pace that you want me to move, you would be scared out of your mind because you don't know what's around the next bend. Anybody striving to be perfect? And your striving for perfection is becoming a weight that God is saying, be excellent, but stop beating yourself up. Unrealistic standards. Taking on other people's burdens. So it's not even your weight. You're taking on the weight of somebody else. And it's getting in the way. And finally, this last one. Feeling responsible. Because I know what you need for fixing. If you just listen to me, someone else. If you just do what I told you to do. And so is that a weight in your life? And so here is, I am going to ask our praise team to come and sing a final song. But as they're singing, asking, is there anything that we, we're all included, need to release to God? What's weighing us down? For some of us, it's more than one thing. And today, all God is asking is trust, whatever is weighing you, trust me with it. Just start little by little giving it to God. Because sometimes we're just not there to give everything at the same time. So this week, God, I'm going to focus on unforgiveness. And today, God, I'm asking that you will help me in that area. And then maybe next week, God, self-doubt. Because I don't have confidence in myself because of some things that I did. 3 months from now, because all that was a lot. Just to get rid of those two things was a whole lot. So I don't have the capacity, God, to continue doing this at that way. But I'm going to keep following you, Lord. 3 months from now, all the burdens of other people that I've been carrying, I love them. But God, I got to give them to you. Because God, you love them more than I ever could love them. So now I'm giving it to you, God. And whatever the final one is, and sometimes these are the ones that's deep-rooted in us. And it takes a moment. And God will call you to do something. God will call you to ministry. God will call you to do something amazing. And you know you still got this thing that you're working through. But God will say, but I can still use you, because this situation is like a thorn in the flesh that Paul was talking about. And Paul kept saying, God, remove it. And God said, hey, my grace is sufficient and my strength is made perfect in weakness. So there's one thing that you're going to have to keep carrying just to keep you humble. But just because you're carrying it don't mean you got to carry it by yourself. If you're following Jesus, ask God, can you help me carry this weight? God, if you're not going to remove it, help me carry it. I can't get rid of my kids, right? I can't just leave my job. The sickness won't leave me. So God, if you're not going to remove it, if you're not going to fix it, Lord, help me carry it as I follow you.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.